that's just the way things go. And I don't mind that that's the way things go. Hey everyone, I am back for the second time today to affront your ears. The last people that were here did a fantastic job. I heard their last song, which is one of my favorites right now. So I feel like it was a pretty smooth transition. The last one you just heard was Photo Photo by La 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 La, which if you were tuning in to my, my 4 o'clock show, is actually a song I was planning to play but never got to. So I'm glad that we got to have that coming in now. Today I am here with... oh, my goodness. I'm here with a pretty cool person. Let's see. And for some reason, the mic that I'm turning on is in fact playing music. So hold on. All right, and we're here. Hello. Introduce yourself, please.
Hello, everyone. My name is Nora, and I'm wide awake and ready for this.
She's wide awake. Super wide awake. As you can hear, there's some traffic noises in the background. But, yes, hello. This is Mila, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And yeah, we're just going to be playing some songs, right? So I just want to say this is the second official for Mooms and Loose. And if you're listening because you're a friend of mine and or Mooms slash Loose, hey guys, what's up? Glad you guys can make it. This is also my first 1 a.m. show, so we're a bit tired. How do you feel?
Wide awake.
You feel wide awake?
I'm wide awake. I want to make it through this whole thing. I'm really excited for it.
I actually had to wake her up to get her out here today, folks. So I want you to know that she's trying her best. And she's doing really well.
Thank you. I personally believe.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So today we have some special things for you because it's my second show and I'm still feeling nostalgic. We're going to be playing... She's looking at me all crazy. We're going to be playing some music that we put together, just songs that we've loved from the past, what, year?
I think so.
Probably about a year, maybe 10 months, maybe?
Yeah, sounds about right.
just music that we like. A lot of them are actually things she's shown me because she's friends with a lot of people who are very musical. Do you want to say any of those names? Name drop them for us?
Shout out Grace Ferguson, love of my life.
Grace Ferguson, who I've actually talked about on one of my shows. She is a singer in the band Luna and the Carpets. You guys should go check them out. They actually just dropped a new album, right?
They did, yeah.
I think it's actually really good. I think it's they do well. I mean, this girl right here, Miss Nora, yeah. Mike Four, kind of got all of the songs on that album before they were ever released, so she's been showing them to me for literally the past year. And we were very excited when the album dropped. It's a really good album, really interesting, and I fully support anyone who would like to listen to it. She also knows somebody who is also pretty well known in the Tufts community, I feel like. Miss Padma?
Padma. Oh, we love Padma.
She sees Padma a lot. And she also knows this girl who's actually the singer in the song I'm about to play. Because I feel like we've been chatting for a while and you guys deserve some music. But the singer of the song we're about to play, the first song that I want to play for you guys, other than the one I just played, I feel like the first song is usually a transitionary song. But this second one is called Yeehoo by Lauren Juzang. And now, let me tell you. Lauren Juzang is a longtime love of mine. I have become obsessed with this song, and I've become obsessed with this song to a point that I've been listening to it, probably since I met Nora, because she's the one who introduced it to me. Do you have any comments on this song?
We love Lauren Juzang.
We love Lauren Juzang. Sometimes she'll see Lauren Juzang, because she knows famous people, and she'll take pictures for me just to really keep me on my toes, and it kills me every time, personally. But, yeah, so this is the first song, Yeehoo, by Lauren Juzang. And the next one is a song by Sylvan Esso, who's kind of an older artist. I feel like not as common to hear from as of late. But a really good song. I feel like a lot of people probably know it. But I feel like it's good, chill energy to start off with. And the next couple, it's hard because every single song we're playing tonight, I think, has some significance. And usually what I try to do is have one of every couple songs that I want to talk about. But every single song that we're playing tonight, I really want to talk about. But we can't, because then we'd have no show. So we'll have to pick and choose. But you'll hear a lot from us. Not too much tonight, because it's 1 a.m, and I'm sure you're studying. But you'll hear some from us. And I think we have a pretty good lineup, and I'm hoping to fit it all in. So, we'll start off with Yeehoo. Literally my all-time favorite song, so it's a treat in the very beginning, and then we will kind of go from there. So I will let you guys know. Any last words before we start playing music?
Enjoy the sweet treat.
Enjoy the sweet treat. Yes, enjoy Lauren Juzang, and please fall in love with her, because she needs many more people to fall in love with her. She cannot just have me, because that would be sad and I'd become obsessed. All right. Here's Lauren.
Showing me.
It's a dance we know the moves. The bow, the dip, the woo. Though the words are true, the state is old news. Wrap me in your arms. I can't feel it, but rock me in your arms. I can't feel it, but get up, get down, get up, get down. Feel the rotation start. See the next one wake. Get up, get down, get up, get down, get up. Sentiments the same, but the pair of feet change. I know my words will dry upon the skin, just like a name I remember hearing. Wild winter, warm coffee, mom's gone. Do you love me? Blazing summer, cold coffee, baby's gone. Do you love me? Wrap me in your arms. I can't feel it, but rock me in your arms. I can't feel it, but get up, get down, get up, get down. Feel the general rotation and start. See the next one waiting. Get up, get down, get up, get down, get up. Sitting in the same with a pair of feet change. Get up, get down, get up, get down. Be the general rotation and stop. See the next one waiting. Get up, get down, get up, get down, get up. Sitting in the same with a pair of feet change.
Hey guys, I feel like the background, like the, I don't know how to say it, but the like static sound is so aggressive. I'm gonna try to see if I can play something, maybe that last song a little bit behind us so that doesn't sound so terrible. I feel like the static is still there, but it's okay, we have some background. Hello everyone. So we're back in the studio to tell you, listen to the playlist. let's see. I don't know how I feel about the background. I'm trying to experiment with things. Not sure. All right. So Nora, I feel like you have some shout outs.
She went to sleep. She just texted. I was going to shout out Michelle, but she can't hang.
Shout her out so. Anyway.
Shout out Michelle, you made it through 20 minutes and I'm proud of you. I'll see you tomorrow at our 9 a.m.
Yeah, oh god. Do you guys have a 9 a.m. class tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh god, Jesus Christ. I don't have that. Well, I have a 9 a.m. on Wednesday and that's about it.
I don't think I could do the 3-hour classes.
Yeah, it's not... I have a 3-hour gender sexuality class, which please, nobody come for me for that.
That's so tough of you.
Please. I've had to try it. I was like, you know what, I might as well take a gender sexuality class. This is like, I have to do it at least once. I can't graduate without doing it. And it's really actually quite fun. Like, it, and I feel like I'm, I don't know, I don't hate it. Which I think is like a silly thing to say. Like, oh yeah, I don't really hate it.
It's a high bar that you set for yourself.
I know. yeah, my Wednesdays are, I have classes back to back from 9 to 4:15. So the girl next to me.
I keep hitting the mic.
The girl next to me, in fact, has hit the mic like 6 times.
Yeah, that's the sound that you're hearing.
She keeps smacking it.
I'm sorry.
But I think it's, I mean, we're fine. Okay. So, as you guys know, because I've talked about it, I want to introduce a couple songs that are coming up. So the next one that we're playing is one that we both mutually love. She's back on her phone.
I wanted to see if Michelle was up.
You're a screen angel.
Yeah, kind of.
yeah, so we are playing a nice song. And I feel like every time I come on the air, I start talking about my two faves, which are Maya Hawk and Joe Keery. So this next song is actually by an artist called DJO, which is Joe Keery's, I guess, stage name. I don't know the, you know, modern term for that. But he was in Stranger Things and a couple other things. He's a sweet guy. And he also makes music, and his music is kind of trippy. I would equate it to, if you've ever watched Midnight Gospel, which I feel like people up at 1 a.m., there's a possibility that you guys have. He's kind of, his music kind of translates over. It's kind of that same energy of sound, which I kind of like a lot. This is not my favorite song by him. I love other songs, but I think that this is one that is definitely both of us love. We like it a lot. I think it's a really good, one of the things I like about his music is I feel like it really, like, you can kind of hear the colors in the music, which sounds super silly, and she always looks at me when I say that, but it's like, you can kind of just, like, he just does a really good job of communicating, like, a very smooth form of sound, which I enjoy listening to. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a fan favorite, this one.
This one definitely is a fan favorite. Alright, so that's coming up next is Roddy. And then I would say, oh, okay, so your pick, You Deserve by Wager Project. Would you like to go more in depth on that?
I think it sounds really pretty and it makes you smile, so.
Okay.
That's really it. That's my review of the song.
You want to say anything about Wager Project? Who they are?
It's Tao from Heartstopper and his sister.
if you haven't noticed, we initially became close because of movies and TV and shows and stuff. And we disagree. You can hear the squeaking of the chairs because we're both antsy and we're like moving around a lot.
Just a little bit.
but we bonded a lot over, we would just sit down together after like long nights of work at like 2 a.m. and we would watch TV shows that we've been wanting to watch. And it was just like a good way to communicate and way to bond, I guess. I don't know. But a lot of our music comes from like characters and shows and actors that we recognize that have music. And yeah, Wager Project. You guys have ever seen Heartstopper? I know, once again, I feel like the gender sexuality and then the Heartstopper, like I really can't escape this. But I swear to God, this was it's a one-time thing. I've watched it a couple times, but it's a one-time thing. But yeah, anything else to say about it? Anything you initially, any other suggestions from the Wager Project?
All of their things. I don't remember any of their song titles, but go listen to all of them. They're all very beautiful.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and they're pretty cool. Okay, then the next one is, I think I'll probably introduce three from now. So the next one after the Wager Project one is kind of a random one that we found, and there's a New Girl reference in there, so we kind of got all excited about that. It's a good song. It's a really good song. It's just a song we listen to a lot.
We can't escape the TV show.
We cannot
allegations.
Escape the TV show allegations. The next three songs are from TV shows. All right, but anyways, we might as well start actually showing you that songs instead of just talking about them. but here is Roddy by DJ O.
Cutting the page, things are looking up. That time is out.
Keep inside my head. heart. Every day I stare at my reflection, but all I ever saw was imperfection. I'd cry at the mirror, but no one would hear. I'll never let them say. Wish that the weather wasn't so gray. Wish I was better and knew what to say. It feels like
sex on fire is playing tonight. I'll be homesick for you till my body turns blue. I'd like to follow you till you're sick of me too. Follow you till you're sick of you're sick of me too. Till you're sick of me too. Till you're sick of me too. Till you're sick of me too.
You guys, we'll be back shortly because we have too many opinions, and our opinions are first a PSA from Nora, I think.
All right, guys, this one's an important one. Every nose needs a home. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585, or you can visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Adopt, don't shop. This is a public service message from WMFO Tufts Radio.
Wow, that was amazing.
Yeah.
See, I personally I've already adopted my own nose, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh. Well, you're ahead of the times, I guess.
I am really ahead of the times. I feel very happy about it. Very, very, very happy about it. All right. Well, yeah, that's our PSA for the night. Glad you guys could hear it. You did great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was nervous.
You were nervous.
Yeah. It was an important one.
It was a really important one. Pet adoption is important. Do you personally have any pets?
I do have a pet. His name is Toby. And he's also got a nose, just like yours.
Oh, we made sure a nose. That's kind of crazy. what kind of dog is he?
He's a golden doodle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like she also didn't specify that he was a dog. Did you say
a dog? Oh, he's a dog. Yeah. Well, I feel like it's like a context of the situation.
Thing. I said pet. He could be a cat. He could be a fish. True. He could be a bird.
Okay, do any pets not have a nose? Because you could eliminate those ones.
Ones who don't have noses. Well, I feel like human
beings... Do fish have noses?
Yes. Have you ever seen a catfish? They got some noses on them.
Interesting. I'm going to look these up.
You're going to look up what a catfish looks like?
Yeah, just to look at its little nose.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like catfish. They also have whiskers, which is kind of cool. Very human-like. All right.
Whiskers are human-like?
Well, like, they've got little whiskers, like your grandfather.
Like your grandfather?
Like a grandfather. They have like little like old man, you know, mustache whiskers. Like, you know, have you ever seen a really cool like handlebar type mustache? Oh, I guess that's...
I just feel like... Okay, you lost me, but okay.
Okay, well maybe, you know what? Maybe probably lost you with your fish knowledge. That's probably where the problem is.
Yeah.
I hope that our 1 a.m. conversation about the anatomy of a fish is riveting to all of you out there studying. I don't know about... all of you, honestly. I have yet to figure out how to check the amount of listeners that we have. I know we can do it because I've done it with other people's shows. I've just never done it on mine. So there's a chance there's like two of you, and those are my two best friends that I told to listen tonight, and there's a chance that there's like 12 of you, and that would be great. But anyways, let's see. One of the next few songs. I'm going to show her so she can see, so we can introduce them correctly. She fell asleep while we were making this playlist.
I clonked.
I clonked harder than I've ever clonked before. Out, which is why I was thinking of not, she wasn't going to make it. But we have a couple more songs for you. I'm hoping that they all fit in the time that we have, about 20 minutes. And I feel like they might, but there's a chance they don't. We'll see. We might have to cut a couple things and put them back another time. But, yeah. The next song is actually a recommendation from...
Grace Ferguson.
Talk about her.
Grace Ferguson is my best friend from home, who I love desperately, and is also a musician. So everything she sends me is... it's always a piece of art. A work of art, as one might say. But the next song is called Everybody's Baby, and I just think it's very beautifully put.
Yeah, so I think it's important also to note that when the song was given to Nora, the first thing that was told to her by Grace Ferguson was, oh my God, this song is literally you. And she said those exact words. And then she said immediately after, But not the bad parts.
Not the bad parts. And not it, the bad it parts. Gets into the bad parts after like the first 20 seconds. Yeah. First 20 seconds, I would say.
How long is it? It's a 4-minute song, and I would say after like probably, yeah, you're 30 right.
Seconds. First 20 seconds. 20, 30 seconds.
It really gets into the rough and
goes downhill,
tumble.
But.
Yeah. So yeah, we're going to play that, and then we're going to play another song that she introduced me to by Gracie Abrams. Would you like to say anything about it, or about Gracie?
Gracie is also the love of my life. It's me and the Graces, yeah. Honestly. As it feels like, I actually forgot to look at the computer when you showed it to me.
It feels like.
Ah, it's a good scream in the car song.
Yes.
Tonight, I think don't look it'll be hard. More of a mellow.
It is more of a mellow.
It's more of a mellow song.
So me and my best friend back home scream this song in the car as well. So it's a really good one for all of us here at WMFO tonight. And then after that, we'll see how much time we have. We have 4 more songs, but we'll see. We may have to prioritize, so we'll see. Just the only song I really care about introducing is our very last song, which you're definitely going to hear tonight because it is one of my all-time favorites, and also the sweet girl right next to me, in fact, introduce it to me. Yes.
Ow.
Yes, it is you. I will say one more thing before we put the music back on. Hi, Lily.
Lily's listening.
Lily is listening.
Hi, Lily.
If you're listening, send me a text. She's texting me on our group chat, and she's saying, "I love the ASMR," and that made me upset. But otherwise,
like you're ASMR.
I hate ASMR personally. That's a fun fact about me to all you guys out there. I don't like ASMR. I don't like the way it sounds. It makes me uncomfortable. But hi, Lily. I love you so much. You're my favorite person in the whole world. And I'm hoping you're listening, because I'm not getting a text, but we'll see.
Uh-oh.
She's
a true test of friendship, honestly.
I know, honestly. This is the way I know. I fear. Lily, if you're there, send me a message. She's yet to do so. So we'll see, guys. I'll update you before our last song. Okay. This is Everybody's Baby by Beeson. I also forgot to put the last song on, I'm not going to lie. So that's going to come a little late. Oh, guys, she just texted. She said she likes the way that we whisper, apparently.
Which I'm whispering?
I feel it sounds sexual, so I'm going to not really focus on that.
We can skip over that one.
We're going to skip over that one. Lily, I don't like your commentary on our show tonight. I love you, though. You're very sweet. You're very pretty. Okay. We'll move on to the actual reason we're all here. All right, folks. It is time for some Beeson? Is that how you say it?
I have no clue.
Well, the one educated on this song knows nothing about it. I don't
sounds
feel like
right.
We have a lot of luck tonight, folks.
I know.
All right.
Never thought I should hold her. I know you like the romance, but I'm not one for holding hands. And I just think too much about what you're thinking about me. Affection don't come easy. Even if I can't hold you like that, would you love me? Love me back. And even if I've been distant in the past, would you love me back? Would you love me back? I can't walk myself home, but that don't mean you can't stay the night. And
Reaching the end of our show tonight. I know it's not the end, but the last song that we're playing is a pretty long song. It's about 5 minutes long, so I'm hoping that we can play it to the very end. So we're gonna chat for about 2 minutes, then play the song, probably do the radio key, whatever, and then we're going to play our last song. All right, so how have you been feeling? This is your first time on my show. How are you feeling, Miss Nora?
I'm feeling good. This is exciting.
It's exciting.
I know. I came to you and Mia's, and I just sat in that chair, and I refused to speak.
I think we might have made you do the
PSA.
Yeah. I think we made her do the PSA, and I don't think she was very happy about that. I think she may have been a bit upset, but... Are you upset today?
No. Feeling good.
I feel like this time slot is also really nice.
Yeah.
I think we did good. I don't know who's coming after me. I think that they are... Wait, let me actually check. Let's see who's coming after me. I'm sure they're really cool people. It's called PBJ... PB Jams? I think that's how you say it. Seems like a lot of fun. So anyone who's listening, because I posted all over all of my social media, keep listening. They seem like cool people. They'll play good music. Let's see. What else? What other bases do we need to cover? Should we just introduce our song?
Yeah.
That might be a good idea. All right. This next song... Actually, I feel like you should introduce it.
This next song is called Walden Pond. And Walden Pond is actually really close to here. Is Walden Pond Thoreau? Is that who that's attached to? Do you know? History buff.
Walden Pond, huh?
Is it, like, the Thoreau? Do you know what I'm talking about? The little writer guy? Whatever. It doesn't matter.
She said, you must be stupid.
Maybe. But it's very close to here, and this is it's a place I go with my hometown friends in the summer a lot. So this is Walden Pond by Attaboy. And I don't know. I think it's a really good song. It gets your head bopping. Didn't you guys have the boppin' versus bobbin' debate?
Oh my god.
Last time I was here?
Mia and I, who's my roommate from last year, but she's often... Me and I'm also on her show a lot. We had a conversation about the difference between bopping your head and bobbing your head. I would say this is definitely a bobbing of your head type situation. I don't see the people waiting the next... So I'm just going to talk for like one more minute, do my little radio, and then we'll do the song. But Walden Pond, you know where Walden Pond is, don't you?
Yeah, it's close to here. It's probably like 15-minute drive, I think, because I'm from around here.
Yeah, she's from pretty close. But she knows. She showed me the song, and I became... Well, she put it in a playlist for me, and I became attached to it almost immediately.
It's a good song.
And then she just decided to tell me like a couple weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago, oh, yeah, Walden Pond's a real place. I know where it is. I go there sometimes.
I swear.
How could you not tell me that?
Some famous poet man, like, sat in a little hut and wrote his little poems. I feel like this is something you should know.
You know what? I don't know it. So we're going to play the song because we're almost out of time. So goodbye. Good night. Sleep well. Stop studying. You have this. You can do this. If you need an inspiration to go to sleep, go to sleep after listening to this show and maybe the next show. 3 a.m. Knock out. Please. You need sleep. And then wake up and go listen to Mia's show tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. All right. I will play the song Walden Pond, and this is Mila, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Here y'all go. Have a good night.
Sleep have a well. Good night.
Should we have anything to say at the end of our shows? What do we think?
Maybe just go to sleep. It's almost 2.
I would say that's a good
it's
one.
Not worth
how about,
it.
How about good night, moon?
Oh, yeah. Good night, moon.
Go. Good night, moon. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Best head.